we're getting ready for snow here in Baton Rouge. What does that mean on the roads? Well, the Department of Transportation's Rodney Mallett is on with us right now. Rodney, how are things looking to start off your Monday?
Well, they're looking a lot better today than they will tomorrow.
Yeah, true. What goes into prep for Louisiana roads when it comes to a snowstorm?
So Saturday, we spent most of the day pre-staging salt and brine and all our equipment at different areas across the state. Because we've been through something like this before. This one has the potential to be, you know, way worse and a lot different. But what we do is we stage, and then like yesterday, we pre-treated with brine all of our major bridges. And then today, we're going to be doing the same thing. And throughout the evening, we're just going to try to pre-treat as much as possible. And I just want everybody to know that we can pre-treat and treat and do everything possible, but some routes, such as the Chafalaya Basin Bridge, which is 18 miles over water, that's going to freeze and become impassable. Right. And at that point, we will, you know, close that and then focus all of our energy on US 190. The longest bridge on that route is the 4-mile bridge over by Crotch Springs. And so the main thing we want to do is try to keep at least one of the US routes or an interstate open through the state. So north and south, that's going to be I-49. Mm-hmm. East and west, it's going to be I-10 and then US 190 and 61. And up north, it's going to be I-20.
We're talking with DOTD's Rodney Mallett about what to expect over the next couple days. Bringing it a little bit closer to home, Rodney, the Mississippi River Bridge over I-10 obviously is an unbelievably vital passage point there. Efforts on the Mississippi River Bridge will look like what?
We're the same thing. We do this all the time. We will pre-treat it. Now, that is it's a longer bridge than you think, and it's also very wide. So it has frozen over in the past. And when that occurs, then the route that we will keep open and have been able to keep open is the US 190 UEP Long Bridge. So we will reroute people who are already on US 190 to keep them on that route. We do not anticipate a whole lot of traffic. We're hoping that folks will heed the warnings and not try to mess with Mother Nature on this event and will stay at home. But for those who must get out, it's going to be slow travels, safe travels, and it's going to be probably different than what you're used to, because if we close down I-10, it's going to be US 190, which isn't a bad route. It's not that much of a delay, and we have better potential to keep that open.
Okay, so speaking with that, if you take the old bridge, and then you probably just stay on airline all the way up until 12, you're not going to rejoin on 10 because I recall about this time last year, we had a little bit of light frozen precipitation, and 110 had to be shut down for an entire day because of that. So I would imagine just keeping folks on ground level, you'd keep them on airline?
That's exactly right. And you bring up a really good point. The 110, we will close that early.
Yeah.
Because there are so many alternate routes on ground level to get where you want to go. And 110 is elevated the whole way.
Yeah.
So that thing is going to freeze and stay frozen. When there's alternate routes that you can use, we will spend our assets on the routes that we need to keep open, the priority routes, the 190, the UEP Long Bridge, and all of that. And I do want to add, there's something new that I should have said earlier, is like all the DOTs pretty close. We all know what each other goes through, and so when Florida had the hurricane this year and they needed help cleaning up, we sent folks over there to help Florida. And just like this event, everybody knows it's going to be an unusual event and that we're going to get hit pretty hard. And so Arkansas is sending down some assets. They have a lot more assets for snow and ice. The northern part of Arkansas gets snow and ice all the time. So they're sending down some snow plows and some brine sprayers and salt throwers too. So it's going to be a concerted effort, a team effort with us, Arkansas, and we're hoping that we can keep the roads open, and we're going to try as long as possible.
I guess the ideal scenario is to keep the roads open for no one.
That's perfect. Yeah, that would be great. Or me and you, because I think, you know, we both have to get out in it.
Yeah, well, and we're looking to minimize our drive over here as much as possible, stay on the air. for tomorrow morning as well. We're talking about Rodney Mallett for just a couple more minutes. Two more hot spots, or cold spots, as it were, that I want to touch on, Rodney. Number one, keeping it close to home. Amy River, same protocol there. Will we be looking at the interstate versus 190?
Amy is hit and miss. We've been able to keep that bridge open at times. It's one that we certainly will try to keep open and put a lot of resources on to keep it open. But like you said, if it becomes impassable, there is an alternate route for you to take.
Yes, yes. And then further down New Orleans way, and this is more of a question for Wednesday morning than Tuesday, but Bonnecary Spillway looks about the same as the Atchafalaya, just on a shorter distance. Are we expecting sub-freezing down in New Orleans too?
We are. We're anticipating it. The New Orleans district is also brining their bridges and pre-treating all of their bridges in preparations for that kind of scenario. And again, that is another situation where if it becomes impassable, 61 is a lot easier to keep open, and it is an alternate route that can get you where you need to go. That's why people need to plan ahead and drive slow. I mean, you're probably going to have to take a longer way. And if you do, you just need to drive slow and use all the precaution you can and make sure you're wearing your seatbelt. And check 511LA.org. We're going to update that as we get closure notices. But keep in mind that conditions can change really quick. So some roads may ice over before we get the notification on 511LA.org. But if you want the most up-to-date information, that's where you're going to get it.
You had mentioned plows just a minute ago, and I'm going to keep you for like three more minutes at the most. You had mentioned plows just a minute ago. Prioritizing those, I mean, I would imagine that's going to be – they're going to stay in North Louisiana, huh?
Actually, they're not, because it looks like we're – there are going to be some assets on I-20 and 220 for sure, but we're bringing more of it down here to the I-10, 12, U.S. 190 corridor. It looks like the larger amounts of snowfall and ice are going to be in your listening area.
Wow.
So that's where we're going to focus a lot of our attention.
All right, last one before I get you out of here, and I need you to turn to Mr. Wizard for just a minute. The science behind the brining, the science behind the salt, just for those that aren't familiar with it, I mean, I only know the short answer is that salt lowers the freezing temperature of water. That's the only part I know. But the usage of it on the roads, we rely on this because, fill in the blank.
It does. It kind of mitigates the freezing process.
Mm-hmm.
We have people who say, well, why don't you use sand? Well, sand doesn't melt or have anything to do with the ice temperature. It helps you get traction, but it also holds water. So once it gets below freezing, you have a frozen clod of dirt.
Right.
So, you know, the salt actually does exactly what you were saying. If you get the salt mixture on there, the brine, that's what we're doing first. It'll soak into the bridge and help delay any of the freezing. Then we will be spraying actual rock, you know, the hard salt on those bridges and the priority routes to try to mitigate that freezing process. Now, if you want to get into the science of it, you're going to have to talk to somebody else, because I'm a liberal arts major, but I do know how the salt works over, like, sand and other materials.
That was exactly what I was looking for. He is Rodney Mallett from DOTD. Can I tentatively get you on the schedule for tomorrow as well?
Anytime. You know how to reach me.
Yes, sir, I do. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you, as always, Rodney. Appreciate it.